Today we're going to learn Psalm 119, 1 to 8. Do you know which psalm is the longest psalm? This one? Yeah, this is the one, the longest one. This is the one we're going to learn, okay? So we're going to learn all together. Do you know how many Bible verses in the Psalm 119? Okay? Total. 176. Oh, man. So, we're going to divide that 176 by 8. 176 divided by 8. So, we need 22 weeks to memorize them all. 22 weeks, that means half a year. How does it sound? 176 Bible verses. You know what? If you memorize, you think you can make it?
No,
I think we can make it. You see, you know? We can make it, right? We can make it. Yes, we can make it. We can do all things by Him, through Him, who gives me strength. We can do it, right? Michael, you got to do it, okay? Every psalm, okay, there's 22 alphabet. There are 22 alphabet in Hebrew. How many alphabet in English letter? 22? 26. But there's only 22 in Hebrew. So, first one, Psalm 119, verse 1 to 8, start with the first alphabet of Hebrew. Okay? In verse 1, he talked about blessed. Blessed are they. And verse 2, talk about the same thing. Blessed. Blessed are they. And same as in verse 3. Who are they? Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, and who walk according to the law of the Lord. So in verse 1, we divide it into two portions. What does it mean by blessed? Blessed means the happier ones. If you want to be happy, if you want to be joyful in Christ, when will you feel happy, Christopher? Hey, you know what? There's two seats. It's for you. Yeah. All right. Good man. So you write down beside the word blesses. Blesses mean happy. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be joyful in the Lord, or you want to be sad? If you want to be happy, When will we feel happy? When our ways are blameless. Remember in Ephesians that we memorized, chapter 2? All of us also live among them. Live like pagan, live like Gentile, live like unbeliever. Gratifying the craving of our sinful nature and following its thought and following its way, following the way of the sinful nature, following the thoughts of the sinful nature. But this one, if you want to be happy, if you want to be blessed, you have to forsake your own way and forsake your thought and follow the way and follow the thought of the Lord. What is the thought and the way of the Lord? It is recorded in the law of the Lord. It is recorded in His word. So that's why the psalmist begin with saying like this. He say, blessed are they whose way are blameless. When you find out that your ways are blameless, that means you walk according to the law of the Lord. If you walk according to your own way, your way will not be blameless. You understand? Your way will not be perfect. Only God's way is perfect. Only God's thought is perfect. So that's why in Isaiah 55, what did he say? He said, my way is not your way. My thought is not your thought. As the heaven are higher than the earth, so are your way, not my way. So are my way are higher than your way, and my thought than your thought, right? So if his way, if his thought is higher than my thought, higher than my way, then I got to forsake my way and follow God's way. When I follow God's way, then I will be blameless. I will be perfect in God's sight. You understand? So that's why happiest are those, blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walks according to the law of the Lord, who walk according to God's way. God's way are recorded in the law of the Lord. He repeat that again. He's afraid that we forget. Then he say the same thing in different wording in verse 2. Blessed are they who keep his statute. You know what? Today I found out only a few people who keep his statute. Daniel keep it. Christopher keep it. Michael, you didn't keep it. Sally keep it. Joyce keep it. Olivia did not keep it. And Grace, right? Your name's Grace, right? Huh?
Louis.
Louis, yeah. Louis keep it. Okay, I'm very happy. Louis, I'm going to remember your name. Yeah, good girl. I'm happy. Louis keep it. Blessed are they who keep his statute. Blessed are they who keep the word of the Lord within your heart. My son, keep my word within your heart. How do I know that you keep the word of the Lord within your heart? When you can record with your mouth. When you can recite. If you cannot record, there's nothing in here. Right? You remember what Jesus said? When you have the word of the Lord fill your heart, then what do you say? When you spell it out, when you recite, I know what is within your heart. So if you want to be happy, make sure you keep his statute within your heart. When you keep his statute within your heart, then, and only then, you can seek him with all your heart. I tell you how to seek him. Let's say you have God's word within your heart. I quote you one Bible verses. Let's say Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For it is by his grace that you have been saved through faith. This not from yourself, it is the gift of God, not by work, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. When I feel that I'm weak, I can't carry out God's command, I can't do God's word, but I remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. I know that I'm created in Christ Jesus to do good work. That means I have the ability to do good work. But now I'm weak, I can't do it. But you promise me that I'm created in Christ Jesus is to do good work. But I can't do it. I want to do good work. Because I'm able to do it. You created me to do good work. And besides, you prepared in advance for me to do it. I say, Lord, please help me to do it. If I have God's word within my heart, if I keep that within my heart, if I keep his statute, And then I seek Him by praying to Him. Because I'm created in Christ Jesus. I'm a new being. I'm God's Son. I have the ability to do it. I want you to help me to do it. Because you told me that. Right? Then you can pray according to His word. But if you do not have God's word within your heart, you do not know how to pray. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that's why the Bible says, blessed are they who keep His statute and seek Him with all their heart. How do I seek Him with all their heart? I don't seek God with my own thinking. I don't seek God with my own way. I seek God in God's way. I seek God in God's thought. I seek God according to God's promise. Let's say, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, I can do all things through Him who give me strength. Now I can't do it, but you promise me that you give me strength to do it. And then I pray to Him. Our Heavenly Father, because you promise me that you give me strength, you promise me that you give me power to do it. And Paul saying that he can do all things through Him who gives him strength, right? Then I ask Him to give me power and strength to do it. You understand? Then I seek Him. Lo and behold, He answers your prayer. And all of a sudden, you become successful. You can do it. You carry out God's task. But if you do not keep God's word within your heart, how do you know how to pray? Okay. You don't. Then you continue to be weak. When Pastor Len asked you to remember Bible verses, did he remember himself? English is not my mother tongue. That's your mother tongue. I didn't ask you to memorize Chinese. Right? You want to try memorizing Chinese? No? Yeah, are you smiling? Yes or no? You like it?
No.
No? Oh, Hannah, I like it, eh? No? You know how to memorize in Chinese?
Not really, no.
So next time, what did I say? Did anyone carry this thing? Okay? Don't put it at home, okay? Inside your wallet. Then when you're at a driving today, right? So who driving you come here? Your mother. So then you're sitting at the back, right? You're talking? You don't talk. You talk to the Lord. You want to be happy? Talk to Him. In this world, we have trouble. You know, we are poor and needy. We need His help, my friend. Okay? Blessed are they who keep His statute. Blessed are they who keep the word of the Lord within your heart. Once you have the word of the Lord within your heart, then you know how to seek Him with all your heart. You're going to seek Him. You're going to pray to Him according to His promise. And He will fulfill the desire of your heart. And He will answer your prayer in a speedy manner. Andrew, do you hear what I say?
Yes.
How long have you been here?
About a month.
But you didn't even try to memorize Bible verses. Okay? You don't even put the effort to do it. Okay? Next week, remember that. Psalm 119. You want to be happy or you want to be sad? Will you please raise your hand? Anyone want to be happy? Raise your hand. So, how can I be happy? In verse 1. Gabriel? How do I follow the law of the Lord if I don't even have the law of the Lord within my heart? First of all, keep His statute. Keep it. Don't throw it away. Keep it. Right? Write that on a piece of paper so that you can read it all the time. Do you think I can keep it without spending time to memorize it? I'm older than you, right? How old? Double your age, right? Three times? Much older? You know? Okay? Blessed are they whose way are blameless. If you want to be happy, your way has to be blameless, has to be perfect. But how can you do it? How can you do it? Forsake your way and follow God's way. Don't follow the way of the sinful nature. Don't follow the thought of the sinful nature. Okay? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. Don't follow that. Forsake that. Okay? You got that right? They are very much related, right? The more you memorize Bible verses, the easier for you to understand God's Word. The less you memorize it, the more difficult for you to understand the Word of the Lord. Okay? Blessed are they whose way are blameless and who walk according to the law of the Lord. When you walk according to the law of the Lord, that means you follow God's way. You forsake your own way. You used to be wicked. You used to be dead in your own transgression and sins. Now God made you alive with His Word. You used to follow your own way. Now you walk according to the law of the Lord. You walk according to His way. You become happier. You are blessed. You got that? In verse 2. Make sure that we keep it, okay? Keep the word of the Lord within your heart. So blessed are they who keep His statute and seek Him with all their heart. How do you seek the Lord? Seek the Lord with God's Word in prayer. Using His Word to pray. Because you are faithful God, you promised me this, I now call to you, cry out to you, pray to you according to your Word. I know for sure He will answer you in due time. May not be in your time, but in His time. You got that? Verse 3. Who are they? They do nothing wrong. We used to be the one that who do everything wrong. Once you forsake your way and forsake your thought, you do nothing wrong. Because you're happier now. Not only that, you do nothing wrong. You walk in His way. When you walk in God's way, when you walk according to His thoughts, you are perfect. You do nothing wrong. In original language, it says, you do no unrighteousness. Everything you do will be successful and prosperous. You'll be happy man. Now's your choice. The first step for us to obey God's word. What's the first step? The first step is seeing it. The second step is hearing it. The third step is receiving it. learning and then by doing so you keep practicing it. When you see something you like it, you hear about it. When you hear about it, you think it's good, you receive it. Hide within your heart. And then you learn from it. He memorized it, he get blessing, I want to learn it. When you first time when you memorize it, you blew it, it's okay. You blew it one time, it's okay. You blew it two times, it's okay. You blew it 10 times, it's okay. Finally, you're going to make it. You don't even try, you'll be in deep trouble. I give you one illustration, okay? Assuming now you're married, you have a baby, okay? Now your baby is sick. At midnight, in the wilderness, you are in the camping. 3 o'clock in the morning, your baby wake you up. She has high fever. What will you do, Gabriel? If you have God's word within your heart, what will you do? Okay? Pray for the baby. How do you pray for the baby? It depends how much Bible verses within your heart, right? You can't call Pastor John 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't call me 3 o'clock in the morning, okay? Leave me alone. Give me a break, okay? Jonathan, you tell me, what are you going to do? You're going to have a baby sooner or later, right? You're going to get married next year, right? When are you going to have a baby? Is there a baby already now?
Yeah.
Oh. So, what are you going to do if you don't have God's word within your heart? Hannah, what would you do? You won't go for camping. Now? Okay, now? Okay, I'll give you another illustration. Assuming now you go to Hong Kong, you become sick. Next month, you got to go to Hong Kong. Right? What will you do? Well, what did you pray? Well, you pray to be healthy. Moses, you got an answer. Keep contact. Tell me, Moses, what are you going to do? He's the lamb now. You have to respect him. He's older than you. Okay, what are you going to do, Moses? Pastor John, but in the night time, who are you going to call? Call the Lord. Psalm 46, verse 1. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is our refuge, our strength, ever-present help in times of trouble, especially in the night time. You know, when you have fever, when your children have fever, what are you going to do? You're going to cry out to Him. Seek refuge in the Lord. Call on His name. And ask Him to give you strength. Ask Him to help you. Okay? Okay, let us read it together. In Psalm 119, verse 1 to 3. Blessed are they who waste are blameless, who walk to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep His statute and seek Him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in His way. Okay, hold on a second. In verse 4 to verse 6, talk about the psalmist knowing the reason why God laid down His law, His precept, His word to His children. Why would God lay down His word to you? Just for you to hear about that and do nothing about it? That's exactly a lot of people are doing it. Andrew, what is the reason why God laid down His precept to us? So that we can follow it. Now you tell me, how can you follow it if you don't even have God's word kept within your heart? How can you follow? You don't even remember. Do you understand? I tell you one thing. Listen to me very, very carefully. When you see Jesus Christ face to face, He will not ask you which church did you attend to. He will not ask you, did you attend church regularly? He won't ask you this kind of question. He will ask you, what have you done in My name? He will ask you, what have you done in My name? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He's going to ask you, what kind of good work that you have ever done in My name, Jonathan? I can guarantee you, this is in the final exam. Don't tell me you have been baptized. Don't tell me you go to an apostolic Bible church. He don't care less. He asks you, what have you done? Because you, if you are God's child, you are created in Christ Jesus to do good work. Then He's going to ask you, what kind of good work that you have done for Me? Could you give Me one? Assuming if you die right now, and then you see Jesus face to face. Assuming I'm Jesus, okay? Jonathan, what have you done? You will be in deep trouble. Right? You pay gold, right? In the name of Jesus Christ, can you say that? No, I don't think so.
He helped me memorize Moses.
Today?
Yesterday.
But you help other people to memorize, did you memorize it?
I memorized Isaiah.
Yeah,
Isaiah 55, right? That's good.
It.
Give it to me. Isaiah 55 or 6. Oh, man, that's good stuff. I like it.
Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him. And to our God, He will freely pardon.
Wow, I like it. See? That's good, you know? You know, like, assuming you've done something wrong, and now you turn to the Lord, and you forsake your evil way, now you turn to the Lord, will He freely pardon you?
Yes.
See? You set free, you get freedom already. Then you won't be afraid to go to hell. The point is upon you. You forsake your way, forsake your own thought, especially your evil way, your evil thought, and turn to the Lord and turn to our God, He will freely pardon. And we have mercy on you. The Lord, the word of the Lord comforted you already. It hinges on you whether you want to forsake your own way. It hinges on you whether you want to turn to the Lord. You understand what I mean? Wow, that's good. Give Him a hand, right? This Friday to Monday, I will be in New York. And you guys are going to recite Isaiah 55, verse 6. All the way to 11, right? Do you know Moses? Okay. Well, that's good. happy. If Jonathan make it, that's a good sign. You see that, Olivia? Jonathan make it. Right? He come here only second time. You come here how many times, Olivia? You're not so sure. 6 times? 7 times? 8 times? 2 months? Right? Andrew, you come here for a month, 4 times already at least, right? But you see Jonathan coming only twice? And he make it. Do you see that? Blessed are they. Blessed are you who keep his statute and seek him with all your heart. You want to be happy? Or you want to be sad all the days of your life? You want to be happy. So what should you do? Keep his word within your heart and then seek him by prayer. Okay? According to his word. And then do it. So what's the first step? Step number one, keep his word. Step number two, after we keep his word, what do? Act on it. Put into practice. Don't just hear about that. Don't just memorize about that. Right? Do it. Daniel, what did I say? When you see Jesus Christ, do you know what's the name Daniel means? God's judgment. He will judge you. And what kind of question he gonna ask you? According to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, what kind of question he gonna ask you?
What we did in his name.
What kind of good work that you have done in his name? Right? So act on it. Don't just keep it, do it. Okay? Psalm 119, verse 4. The psalmist knows the reason why God laid down his precept to each and every one of us. You have laid down precept that the reason why he laid down his precept. So that what? So that we can put it into practice. Fully obey his word. Right? He didn't lay it down so that you can hear it. That's all. And stop there. No, he won't do that. What's the reason why he laid down? Could you tell me your name? Samuel?
Yeah.
Do you know what Samuel means? No? God hear your prayer. That means Samuel. You want God to hear your prayer? Then you better pray according to God's word. Then he will hear your prayer. Who give you this name? Your sibling give you this English name? Samuel? How long have you been Christian? Are you a Christian? Yes or no? You haven't been baptized? So which church did you attend to? Various. Various church? Are you superintendent? No? So if you're not superintendent, don't go to various church, go to one church. Don't need the superintendent, go to various churches. Okay? You have laid down peace so that your word are thoroughly and fully obeyed. Once we obey his word, what would happen? What did the Bible say? Could you read that in verse 4? Okay, no problem. Anthony, could you read that? Yours, NIV, right?
Yeah.
Could you read it, verse 4?
You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed.
You have laid down precepts that are fully obeyed. In other words, God gave us His Word, not just for us to hear about that. Nowadays, a lot of so-called worshipper, Sunday worshipper, they think they go to the church and listen to the sermon and they have worshiped God. But according to Psalm 119, verse 4, they haven't worshiped God. God is spirit. God required His worshiper to worship Him in spirit and in truth. What did God's truth tell us in verse 4? You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. If you worship God and you hear His word and you do nothing about that, and are we the worshiper of God? We are not. So that's why in the New Testament, there's a fellow called James. He said, do not deceive yourself. Not just be the hearer of His word, but also be the what? Doer of His word. If you just hear about it, don't keep His word within your heart and do not memorize it, there's no way you will do about it. Because you don't even know what He requires of you. Until you memorize it and keep it within your heart, and then when the time comes, you seek Him with all your heart. And then you put it into practice. You do something about it. When you do something about it, you are the true worshiper of God. Does that make sense? The psalmist saying to God, you have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. God requires us to obey His word. But did He require us to use our own strength to obey His word? Or He requires us to rely upon the power of the Holy Spirit to obey His word? Moses? So he did not expect you to require upon your simple nature to obey God's word. He expects you to rely upon what? The power of the Holy Spirit. The power of His word. Okay? The promise of His word to obey. You understand? You have laid down precepts that are fully obeyed. That is what? That is His requirement. And when the psalmist realized that is his requirement in verse 5. Oh, that. So what did he say? What did he say in verse 5? Daniel?
Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees.
Not steadfast. Steadfast. Say that again.
Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees.
Once the psalmist know that it is the requirement for all worshipper to obey God's word, then he make a commitment before the Lord. Oh, that I want to obey your word. Not today obey the word and then tomorrow I don't obey. He wants to be steadfast in obeying God's word. In other words, he don't want to say, oh, when I see Jonathan do not obey, then I follow Jonathan. When I see Joanne obey, then I follow Joanne. I don't want to be waving left and right. I want to make a commitment before the Lord to be steadfast in obeying God's word. So, Sally, could you read that again? Verse 4 and 5.
You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees.
So, my way was steadfast. He make a decision. That kind of way, is it God's way or His own way? That's God's way. He forsake his own way already. What's our way is like? Our way is like, well, sometimes I follow Pastor John, sometimes I don't follow Pastor John. Right? There's a fleshly way. If I'm happy about it, I follow. I'm not happy about that, I don't follow. But that guy, no, he realized it is God requiring him to obey God's word fully. Then he said, okay, I'm going to make that commitment. My way was steadfast in obeying your word, your decrees. He made that commitment. Do we need to make a commitment? Jonathan? What's the first step? The first step, keep God's word in the heart. And second, you act on it, put it into practice. Thirdly, what are you going to do? Make a commitment. Commit to it. Commit before the Lord. I'm going to do something about that. Oh, that my way was steadfast in obeying your decree. Make that commitment before the Lord. So help me God, I want to make that commitment to follow you. You know what happened? Then and only then, you will not be ashamed. You will be successful and prosperous. Then and only then, you'll be able to praise God. Then and only then, you will continue to obey God's word. In verse 8. Verse 7, you praise God. In verse 8, you obey God. How come in verse 8, they can obey God? How come in verse 7, they can praise God? Can anyone give me the reason? What's the first step of doing it? First step is keep God's word within your heart, and then learn from it, act on it, do something about it. And thirdly, you make a commitment to do it. Sometimes if you do it, you do it once, you do it twice, do it second time, and you give up. Does that make sense? But when you make a commitment, will you give up? Daniel the senior, when you go to work, do you have to make a commitment? What kind of commitment you make? You have to get up 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock or whatever. You say, wow, I get up 10 o'clock, too bad. Call for sick. Do you want someone to work for you like that? Do you want someone to make a commitment to work for you? Now, do you need to make a commitment to serve God? Moses? We all have to make that kind of commitment. Oh, that my way was steadfast in obeying your decree. That's the commitment he made before God. When he made that commitment, he will not be ashamed. He will be successful and prosperous. When he is successful and prosperous, he gets a blessing from the Lord. When he gets blessing from the Lord, in verse 7, he will praise God. When he's successful in the Lord, he will keep on obeying God's word. You don't need someone to tell you to obey. I will do it. When you see the blessing, when you receive the paycheck, is a good paycheck. Will you keep on working, or you still don't want to work?
Still work, but it's not good.
I don't quite understand. The paycheck's no good.
But
if the paycheck is good, will you make the commitment? Do you still need your mother to say, Daniel, get up now, you know. Kick you off the bed. You don't need anyone to kick you off the bed. Look at all the CEO. When they get good paycheck, they set their alarm call. Even without alarm, they get up. Because they know, they love that word. In verse 8, they will continue to obey. You understand? Once you get the blessing, automatically you're going to praise him. Verse 7. Once you get the blessing, automatically you're going to obey him. You don't need anyone to encourage you anymore. You get God encouragement already. Do you make it? Do you see that? You still need someone to kick you off the bed to do the job? Oh, man. You won't enjoy your job, man. Do you hear what God said today? Could you read verse 6 to me, Sonny?
Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commandments.
When the psalmist considers all his command, all God's command. He looked upon God's word. He has a high regard. He respects God's word. How can I respect God's word if I don't even remember his word? How can I respect God if I don't even act on it? How do I respect God if I don't make a commitment? Once I keep his word within my heart, I act on it, and then I make a commitment before the Lord, I will not be put to shame. Because I'm successful and prosperous already. Do you understand? How can you be successful and prosperous? Because you consider all his command. You check out all his words. You memorize all his words. You put it into practice. You make that commitment. You commit before the Lord will honor you. When the Lord honors you, you will not be put to shame. You understand? When the Lord honors you, what's the first thing you do? I will praise him. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Right? Verse 7. Could you read it? Joyce?
I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws.
You will praise God with an upright heart. Let me tell you, a lot of people on Sunday, when they sing praise to God, they don't sing praise with an upright heart. Because they don't remember God's word, they don't put it into practice. Once you make a commitment to do God's word, once you make a commitment to walk in his way, when you make a commitment to walk according to the law of the Lord, and when the Lord bless you, oh, I tell you, you're going to praise him with an upright heart because your heart has already been changed. You say, thank God for blessing me. Did you ever thank God to have a godly wife? I mean, godly girlfriend, no? Okay. Eventually, you be upright. Right? We learn God's word. Let his word change our heart. We were all dead in our own transgression and sins. Right? But now, we were made alive in Christ Jesus. We have what? What do we have? Wicked heart or upright heart now? Christopher? Upright heart. When we are blessed by God, I will praise him with an upright heart as I learn his command, all his command, all his decree. I not only praise him, I will obey him. I will obey his word. Verse 9, could you read it? Verse 9, I will obey his word. Do not forsake me. Do not utterly forsake me. Let me explain to you what does it really mean, okay? The reason why the psalmist found out blessed are they whose way are perfect, who walk according to the law of the Lord, blessed are they who keep his statute and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his way. The reason why psalmists find it out, because the psalmist sense that the Lord has forsaken him. He's not successful, he's not prosperous, he's sad, but he wants to be happy. He wants to be successful, he wants to be prosperous. He finds a way. When he finds a way, he obeyed God's word, and then at the end of his, in verse 8, he said, Lord, do not utterly forsake me. You understand? He was forsaken before. Now he found the right way. He forsake his own way. He followed God's way. He forsake his own thought. Now he followed God's thought. Now I go all the way now. I follow you. Do not utterly forsake me. You think by doing so, will the Lord answer his prayer? Gabriel? Now you know how to pray now? We are not perfect. We are all wicked. We were dead in our transgression and sin. Right? We sense that the Lord forsaken us. We are not successful and prosper. And then when we turn around, follow God's way, we find out, wow, we're going to make it. But you sense that forsaken. Look at his letter. Right? You sense that God forsakes you, right? You said, well, I have to do this, right? Once, because the reason why you think like that, because you haven't get any blessing. Because you always go your way, not his way. Your thought, not his thought. Once you forsake your thought, forsake your way, go his way. Just patient. You find out, wow, that's good. Okay, I keep trying. I keep learning. I can learn it. I can try. Once you try, once you get a blessing, what will you do? You're going to praise Him. Thank you, God. Keep giving me more. Giving me more blessing. And I will obey your word. Do not utterly forsake me. You got that? Especially when we sin against God, we have the feeling, according to Psalm chapter 22, verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's why the psalmist say, do not utterly forsake me. Do you get it? Joanne, did you get it now? Could you read it? Psalm 119, verse 1 to 8. Next week, we're going to memorize it. Is it deal? Man, man, man. I lose my voice already, you know? Okay, Joanne, read it. 1 to 8, and then we conclude in that.
Blessed are they who wait.
I not only ask all of you to recite what you memorized, I will ask you why the psalmist is saying what he's saying. Then I know whether you understand what I said today. Is it deal or no deal? You got it? So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you encourage us to keep your word within our heart so that we can seek you with all our heart. I pray that you help us to make our way blameless in your sight and help us to walk according to the law of the Lord. Help us to do nothing wrong. Enable us to walk in your way. So that when we get your blessing and understand your will, knowing that you have laid down your precept, your word, your promise before us, written in the Old Testament and New Testament, so that they are to be fully obeyed. You expect your children to hear about it, learn from it, and put it into practice. And you expect your children to make a commitment before you to obey your word. When we make the commitment to obey your word, for sure we will get a blessing. We will not be put to shame, for we fully obey your word. We learn from your word. When we put it into practice, you're going to bless us. When we get blessed, we will come back to praise you. And for sure we will obey your word. We don't need anyone to force us. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.